Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about tonight was this little guy here. His name is Aiden. Aiden Jack Seeger. He needs a bone marrow transplant. He also needs to get some help. And if you go on Facebook, I'll put that in there for everybody. But check this little guy out. Anyway, he has a rare disease where he's going to need transfusion. And let's see. Okay. That is things giving me a little trouble right now, but I'm trying to post it. But everybody seems to be jumping in on this one. But his dad writes, "Good morning, everybody. I just heard a few comments stating all the love and prayers that are mentioned. He laughs and smiles. I tell him his posse is growing. He starts to crack me up. We see a bunch of DRs starting at 9:30. The road ahead isn't paved. He's going to come out swinging. And I hope he does. Hope he gets the help he needs. Numbers, that's what always comes down to from everyday shit to the doctor's charts and numbers. At the end of today, the numbers alone make our little blue-eyed boy smile. He started to decide his numbers and doesn't really understand. Nobody really does. We ask for more to join, knowing him. It makes him smile when he hears simple numbers are up. Thanks for helping. What it is, if you guys should go on, it's called Adrian's Posse. Let me get it for you. Like, people are asking, what's his favorite book? It's an elephant book where you know Horton, here's the who. Everybody's trying to find out what they can do for this little guy. What I'm going to do is I'll post the, like right now, he's just shy of 6,000 in just a couple of days. So if everybody goes to this Facebook site, hits the like, this little guy gets excited when he sees the numbers go up. You can receive a testing kit by mail. I'll post that in there for everybody. Right here. There's a couple of links in there, too, where you can get right to them. So I'll post that in the chat for everybody also. But, let me see. I gotta go back. I tried to contact him to have him on the show tonight. I thought maybe he'd get a kick out of that, but I guess I didn't get the right info. So here's the bone marrow address. If you go on that site, you can click in and they'll send you a testing kit. I don't know what else to say. This is Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you guys. Just to stop in there. Everything's here. You can, his address on Facebook is there. How you can get your testing kit is there. And just show your support. Okay. I'm gonna take a minute. I gotta check some stuff out here on the thing, so I'm gonna play a song. But I think this one's appropriate. Turn the page to a new beginning. right, thanks. Now back to AR, you might like this one. This is for people in California, but just to show you that it all comes down to revenue. Some of California's new laws as of July 1st, state vehicle code. Senate Bill 949 prohibits cities and counties from substituting local laws for those already in effect in the state vehicle code. The bill arose after some cities passed ordinances already covered by the state law, then started writing tickets on the local laws as a means to boost revenue for the city. That's why I say 9 people out of 10 are going to pay the ticket, fight the ticket. I guarantee you're going to win. Do your homework. You know, if you can't, get a hold of me and I'll tell you what to do. Cell phones and cars. Senate Bill 1613 closes an exemption to the 2008 hands-free cell phone law that allowed push-to-talk devices for drivers of commercial trucks, certain farm equipment, tow trucks, and similar vehicles. And the hybrids lost their carpool lane privileges. Also, just for everybody, carbon monoxide detectors are required now. A new state law requires all single-family homes that have either an attached garage, a fireplace, or a heater that burns fossil fuels, which includes natural gas, to install a carbon monoxide detector. These devices cost anywhere from $20 to $90, but failure to install one by July 1st will result in a 30-day notice. Failure to comply will result in a $200 fine for each offense. It's unclear how enforcement will be carried out. Unless they got a warrant, they ain't coming in my house. Our type thing will apply to the knife laws. Yes, I put up an article a couple days ago on the blog. Art, if you read it, it'll tell you. What's good in Oceanside might not be good in Carlsbad. What's good in Carlsbad might not be good in Vista, so on and so on. In L.A., some of the knives, period, aren't legal. So what's legal here might not be legal there. So just be careful. If they tell you to take it off and throw it in your saddlebag, now it's a concealed weapon. Don't do that either. If it's only a $20-$30 knife, just give it to them. Because that's probably what they're going to do and take it anyway. And then a couple days later, you'll see them with it hanging off their pants leg. We're supposed to have a caller at 6:15. We'll see if he shows up. But going back to this Aiden, let me get back to that real quick. Okay, let's see. Yeah, this Aiden Jack Seeger, he's Bobby and Elisa's son. He's been diagnosed with a rare brain disease called Androleukodystrophy, ALD, which Aiden is a beautiful 6-year-old boy with huge blue eyes and a smile that's contagious. So, like I said, all the addresses are in the chat room. Check it out. If you can, there's a website to donate. I'm not sure if it's a PayPal account or not, but there's a place there to donate. Or just go on there and friend them. If you can't afford to send anything, friend them. The numbers, he gets excited when he sees all the numbers go up and the people that are interested. Let's see. Okay, let me... It's time for a little inflation blues while we're waiting for that guy. This is going to be by Roy Gaines and his orchestra. Let's see. Oop, there we go. Thank you.
I'm frustrated, and I don't know what to do. Tried to make a dollar, can't even save a cent. It takes all my money just to eat and pay the rent. That's why I've got the blues. Yes, I've got the old inflation. I'm not one of those highbrows. I'm a nervous Joe to you. I came up eating cornbread, candy gas, and chicken stew. Now you take that paper dollar. It's only that a name. That's why the paper buck is crunk, and it's a low-down, dirty shame. That's why I've got the blues. Yes, I've got those inflation blues.
Those inflation blues.
Yeah, no kidding. We do, don't we?
Absolutely.
But, especially here in the state.
Yeah. So what I was reading earlier was the new laws in California. Let me see if you experienced this back there in Boston or Massachusetts. The state vehicle code, this is going to take effect, well, this took effect Friday, but Senate Bill 949 prohibits cities and counties from substituting local laws for those already in the state vehicle code. The bill arose after some cities passed ordinances already covered by the state law, then started writing tickets on local laws as a means to boost revenue for the city. So basically, that's what these clowns were doing here in my town, so I put a stop to it.
They've been doing that here for years, man.
Yeah.
They got a quota. Mass State Police have a quota to make, and you'll see them towards the end of the month writing a shitload of tickets because they have a quota to make.
According to sources above the guy in the car, they don't have quotas. Never have, never will.
Yeah,
which
right.
is bullshit.
That's bullshit. I know for a fact, because I'll tell you right now, my stepfather was a cop from Salem, Mass. All right, he passed away in 96. And he was a cop in Salem, Mass for 33 years. And he told me that his chief used to tell, they'd have roll call, his captain, not his chief, would say, we have a quota to make, you need to get out there and start writing tickets. So, you know, they're full of crap, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to make money, and, you know, they're writing bogus tickets on most people, including me.
And what you don't know is they're trained to lie also.
Of course they are, especially the state police. They're trained to lie.
Yeah.
They're trained to deceive people. They're trained to, when they pulled me over, they used the Mass State Police use a lot of distraction techniques. In other words, when they gave me a field sobriety test, one cop gave me the test, and three cops were ripping my car apart, and they were yelling at me. So what did that do? That distracted me from the test. So, of course, I'm going to be wobbly on my feet. I don't drink, and I don't do drugs, but they had me do a test. And I passed it. I passed the breathalyzer. But they used distraction techniques. What's this you have in your car? What's this knife for? It's a fishing knife. So, you're looking behind you because they're making you nervous and yelling at you, and the guy doing the test is like, oh, wait a minute, you got to start over. You just fell down. No, I didn't. Your asshole partner over there made me fall down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're trained.
And when you argue with them, that's when you get handcuffed.
Of course, right away, within
yeah.
seconds.
For your own safety.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've heard that one a million times. That
yeah,
one and
I like that
the
one.
Other one is, you know, I got pulled over several years ago. I was driving a Camaro, an old Camaro, like an IROC, and I was speeding, and a state trooper pulled me over, and he said, I had a radar detector in my car and all that. They were legal at the time, and they're still legal in Massachusetts, I think. I don't know. Most things in Massachusetts are illegal, but I think radar detectors are still legal. And he pulled me over, and he was a young guy, and he actually was pretty nice to me, but this was years ago before they turned into friggin' full-blown Nazis. I got out of the car to talk to him, and he said, whoa, you know, he had the hand in the gun and all that. And he says to me, if you want to talk to me, I have to search you and cuff you and lean you against the car. I says, what, are you kidding me? I said, you can search me because you don't know me, and you don't know what I have on me, you know? I said, I agree to that. He goes, well, you know, I got to cuff you. I said, what are you going to handcuff me for? Oh, I'll cuff you in the front. He says, no, you're not cuffing me at all. I said, I'll just get back in the car. Just give me a ticket and get me the fuck out of here. I'm sick of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were doing 85 and a 55, blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. And your tinted windows are too dark and your exhaust is too loud. Whatever, do what you got to do, buddy, you know? But, you know, in order for me to get out and talk to him face to face, I have my mother with me, okay? He says to me, I got to search you, and I have to cuff you. And I said, no, to the cuffing anyways. You could search me, I understand that. You don't know me, you know, whatever. You'd think I might have something on me. He said, but you're not cuffing me. I said, there's no reason to cuff me. And he says, well, I'll cuff you in the front. I said, no, you're not cuffing me anywhere, okay? You're not cuffing me anywhere. I said, I will get back in the car, and I will take my ticket, and I will be on my way. And
mm-hmm.
I got back in the car, and he wrote me a ticket, and I was on my way. And when I left there, I laid a big patch of rubber right down Route 2. You know, all the way with I had Pawsy rear end in that car, Pawsy traction. I laid rubber, and it pissed him off. He followed me for like 3 miles, but he didn't
yeah.
stop. You know. It's even worse in Connecticut.
Yeah, then he's ticking on you.
I was in Connecticut, right? And I had a support shirt on for the top club. And I stopped at a mobile station. I was on my way to the casino. I had my brother with me, and we both had support shirts on. And we got out of the car, and we went to take a leak and grab a soda. And it was a, get this, bro. There was a state trooper. There was gas pumps. and they were repairing a gas pump. So they needed a state trooper to come off the highway and do a detail in a cruiser with the lights going. Just, they could have put cones up, you know what I mean? But they actually had a cruiser. They had a cruiser there with a guy in it doing a detail, sitting in the car. My brother got out, and I got out of the car. We had a truck, actually. We got out of the truck, and we walked to go into the store. And we had, you know, big red and white shirts on that stood out with flames and all that stuff. Actually, from the Cape Cod crew that we were, that we were lucky enough to get some support shirts from the Cape Cod crew. And we got out, and we had the shirts on. We were displaying them very proudly. And the guy in the car, the cop, the state trooper, his head spun around like The Exorcist, the movie The Exorcist, when the head spins around. His head spun around. He's like, what the fuck, you know? So we went in the store, but he knew he had to stay on that detail. So we drove off, and when we were driving off, we looked at him. We started laughing at him. Well, as we drove by, he had a laptop computer. He was typing in our plate. A minute later, bro, we're on the highway, and a blue unmarked Crown Victoria starts following us. They tailed us for 20 miles before they stopped us. Honest to God, they were watching to see if I was going to cross over the lines. They finally stopped us, and then the questioning began. And they said to me, where are you headed to? And I said, we're headed to the casino. We done anything wrong? And he said, well, no, you know, license and registration. I said, well, what have we done wrong, you know? And he said, you know, basically he was asking the questions. He didn't tell us what we did wrong. Then he said we were like, you know, I crossed over the lines, something like that. And then he gives us the big lecture. And he goes, well, you know, I noticed you got some motorcycle shirts on there, you know, support shirts. And we said, yeah. Is there something illegal about that? Is there something illegal about being in a club? No, there is not, you know. I said, so
yeah. You
can't hold us for that. You can't charge us with that. I said, we support a motorcycle club. It's our choice, okay? You know, even if we're in the club, there's nothing you can do about it. We're not doing anything. And it's not illegal to be a biker, okay? So Connecticut State Police are really, really, I'm telling you, they are. Massachusetts is bad. I'll tell you, Connecticut on bikers, especially 1% bikers, They hate 1% bikers, you know, even supporters, you know. You're guilty by association.
Yeah.
Why do you have those stickers in your back window? You know, support this, support that. I said, when was it illegal to support a motorcycle club or to wear a shirt? It's not, you know. What are you going to do? Give me a ticket. Okay, give me a ticket. Cross over the lines. Let us go. You know, we want to go gamble. Leave us alone. We're not doing anything, you know. And the guy was really pissy, you know. It's like he lost. He knew he lost. And, and you know, we got to the casino, no problem. And as soon as we got to the casino, same type of shit. Because at the casinos in Connecticut, they got undercover cops working there. They got feds working there in suits. They're all, you know, you show up and you get a support shirt on. Everybody's following you around. Security, even on the radios, you get a damn support shirt on. God forbid if I ever walked in there with colors on, you know. Chuck Zito ran into that problem. He was at one of the casinos. It might have been Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods. And he was in the club at the time, and he had his colors on, and he was going to see a fight or something. I think it was Mohegan Sun. And they told him, you need to take those colors off. And Chuck said, no, I'm not taking my colors off. And he said, then you're not getting in. He says, I'm going into this fight, and I'm not taking my colors off. And there was a bunch of arguing going on, and all these these guys in plain clothes showed up. Obviously, there were state police and feds, and they started arguing with Chuck. Chuck ended up getting into the fight, and a few of his guys were with him. And guess what? They still had their colors on. Because Chuck said to them, he says, why do we have to take our colors off to go in to watch a fight in a casino, you know? You know, it's not illegal to be a biker. It's not illegal to be in a motorcycle club. But why do we – we're not taking our colors off for anybody. And we're going in to see this fight. And you know who Chuck Zito is. You're not going to mess with him. You know, these people didn't know – obviously didn't know who he was. You think he gives a shit, he'll knock you out in 2 seconds, you know? He's a fighter. He's a professional fighter. But they let him in, and there was about four or five of them. But, you know, they gave him a hard time. And it's just a good example of the bullshit in Connecticut, especially Connecticut. I would say Massachusetts is really hot on bikers and patches and all that, but Connecticut is probably worse. They really, 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 I mean, they just, you know, I live from here where I live north of Boston. To Connecticut is probably about 45 minutes. Once you hit the Connecticut-Mass border, They have all kind of, you can't talk on your cell phone, you can't text, you can't do this, you gotta have your seatbelt on, this and that. I'll tell you right now, I drove to the casino one night, I had a couple support stickers on the back of my Ford Explorer, I got pulled over. You know, I wasn't doing anything. I was doing the speed limit. I had it on cruise control. Again, with the questions. But they never told me. Whenever they stop me, they have to think of a reason to tell me why they stopped me. And why are you stopping me? Well, you know, you weaved back there. You know, you crossed the lines. And, of course, right, during the 5 minutes into the stop, they have to bring it up. They have to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
What are those stickers all about in your back window? What? What stickers? You know, the support stickers. What, are those illegal? You know, I bought those, you know. Those aren't illegal. I mean, is there a law in Connecticut that I can't have those? Well, but you know what that stands for, right? I said, of course I know what it stands for. You know, of course I know what 81 stands for in red and white and big red machine. Of course, I bought the support stickers. I bought the shirts. I support the club. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not illegal to be a biker. It's not illegal to support a club. It's not illegal to be in a club. Okay.
On the back, on the lower part of my fender, underneath my light, it says it's not illegal to be a biker with a woman of justice holding the scales.
I have that on my truck as a bumper sticker, and I have Free Greg Doomy. I have Big Red Machine. I have Support 81 Boston. I am proud to display that stuff on the back of my truck, my bike, wherever, on my body, anywhere, because I'm a huge supporter, and I believe in the angels, you know. I believe in angels. But, you know, the cops, I tell you, you ever come to Connecticut and you're going to get stopped, especially if you're on a bike, and they look for this stuff. They look for the red and white things, and, you know, it doesn't even have to be. It could be black and white patch. They just don't like clubs. They don't like bikers. Here's one for you, okay. A month ago, I was going to an event in Connecticut, a little over a month ago. And I'm going from Worcester, Mass, goes right into Connecticut. There's a border there, the Mass-Worcester border from Massachusetts into Connecticut. So I'm going, driving my car, and I'm driving along, and I was going to a barbecue, actually, and it was a biker barbecue. And I look over to my left, and it was drizzling out. It was a little rainy out. And I saw seven Hell's Angels stopped on the side of the road, on the other side of the highway, and three or four state police cars in back of them, checking everything, you know. Probably just as bad as the Canadian Mounted Police, though, just going over serial numbers. And I says, that is, you know what, I wish I had a video camera, because you know what I would have done, Phil? I would have turned around, and I would have pulled in back of them, and I would have got out, and I would have started filming the bullshit that they were putting those guys through, because they weren't doing anything. You know, they were going to Laconia. That's where they were going, for Bike Week, you know. And I said, damn it, I wish I had a video camera with me. I don't care. I would take the chance of getting arrested, you know. I would make a U-ey right on the highway if I had to, and I would pull over and film that whole damn thing.
It's not illegal as long as you tell them. As long as they're not undercover, walking into their house or in the shit house.
You know how that goes. They'll find a reason. Oh, you bumped me with your video camera. You're under arrest, you know.
You know.
But, I don't know.
I pull mine out and set it on the seat after I turn it on.
Now, what is somebody, like, I was listening a few months ago to another show, and somebody, the host of the show, I don't for the life of me, can't remember what show it was, because I go on a lot, said they're not going to make motorcycles in the United States anymore, you know. Motorcycles are going to be illegal in the United States within, you know, the next 10 years. I mean, how stupid is that? You know, what are we going to ride, horses, you know? You know, so that's what I heard. That's the rumor. You know, Harley's going to get shut down, and Triumph, and then Honda, everybody. And there's going to be, nobody's going to be allowed to ride motorcycles anymore, you know. And you know what? This country is becoming a state. I believe it, you know. The United States is becoming communist, you know. And that's why people have to stand up and fight against this bullshit. And
yeah.
That's just that.
Hey, let me, we got two callers. Let me bring them in.
All right.
Tasha.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, how you doing? Hang
Good.
On one second.
Okie dokie.
Hello, 208, and somebody in Idaho?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in Colorado. My name is Michelle Story. I work with Kasha Jordan.
Hey, okay,
Michelle.
Well, I want to tell you guys right now, Pete's on from Boston.
Hello.
Kasha's in Greeley, Colorado. And you're in Colorado also?
Yeah, I'm in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay.
How's it going, Pete?
Oh, well, I got a new tattoo today, and it kind of hurt a little bit. Phil, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
You know, I'm a pretty big guy, but he got me in the tricep kind of area there, and it's burned. It's just more of a burn. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Like 3 hours, but I'm doing good otherwise. You know, it's really, really. I'm in Massachusetts. It's muggy here,
right.
And it's sticky, and it's just. Ugh. So I got my whole house is air conditioned. And
nice.
I just don't like, I can't even breathe when I go outside. It's like Florida, you know?
Well, but don't go outside. Stay where it's air conditioned.
No, I am now, but, you know, I was out earlier, and I just like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask the three of you guys a question. Right,
uh-huh.
Right now, I just put up a thing for Porch Lights On for Kaylee Marie Anthony.
Yes, I'm just reading that.
Yeah, the mother got found not guilty. What a system of justice. She got found not guilty.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But I get found guilty for a petty crime that I did, that I didn't even do, actually. And they treat me like a goddamn.
You said
they chain me up like a gorilla. You know? Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I am actually speechless right now. I cannot even believe that.
Yeah, what I did
was
I also posted a status, and let me read it to you. Dear Kaylee, I'm so very sorry that we the people failed you today. I hope that you are able to find some solace, some comfort, or a bright spot in this otherwise dark and cloudy day. May you ever, forever live on in the hearts of millions that mourn your loss at the hands of one so unworthy of the title Mom. God bless you, child. Sincerely, Humanity.
I like that.
It's posted in the chat room if you guys. Paste
it. Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I was going to say, can I copy and paste it? That'd be awesome. I can't believe that. No, I had followed the story a while ago and kind of lost track of it and started reading up it again a little bit ago after you posted that, but I didn't get to the what she was convicted of, or if anything. Wow. Well, I don't know. But she was, that's just too bad. Like I said, I'm speechless when it comes to that. I can't believe, and she has no regrets of it or.
She's a scumbag,
like that.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Bottom line.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, how can you look at your beautiful 4-year-old baby and just.
And let me tell
you,
what comes around goes around, whether you do prison time or not, she's going to get hers.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that, you know. When it comes to, you can do pretty much whatever you want to land in prison, but when it comes to children, trust me, she's going to get hers in there. It's not going to bring her back, but I tell you what, she's going to get hers when she's there.
Yeah, I know that all too well.
Yep.
And so does my brother, and so does Phil.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, hang on, Pete. So, Kasha and Michelle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little background one at a time, because I know Kasha's overwhelmed today because she's got over 6,000 hits and counting. So I couldn't find it in my heart to cut her off, so we'll see how this one rides out.
You are awesome. You are so awesome, Phil. I love you. Well,
you got to send me some more to put up, so we'll see what goes on.
I have a question
afterwards,
though. You have to answer my question afterwards, girls. I have a question after you're done, please.
Okay, nope, not a problem. You know what, Miss Michelle, why don't you go ahead and take it, girl.
Tell
them all about
that. All right, well, my name is Michelle. I do reside here in Colorado. I'm originally from Idaho, and I actually just got started in the modeling business. I'm so thankful for Tasha. She is definitely helping me out a lot. I mean, working with her this weekend, it was a great opportunity. I mean, she is just absolutely amazing. I adore her. I really do. I mean, I kind of look to her as, like, a big sister now because, I mean, she's helping with my modeling. She's giving me, like, constructive criticism. And she's definitely helping me get my foot in the door. And so, I mean, that really does mean a lot to me, and I really do appreciate everything her and her manager are doing for me. And I am lucky enough to have another shoot with her this weekend. It's going to be great. She's actually helping me out with a military shoot for my boyfriend who's in the Navy. It really does mean a lot to me. And he also does want me to say thank you to Utasha and Ryan and everybody else that's going to be involved. I mean, without her, I probably would be stressing out trying to get my foot into the door right now. But working with her has been a great opportunity.
Oh, you're
You know, here's my question. So are you going to send me something and you're going to try and knock her off this week or what?
I'm not going to try to knock her off. No. I'm definitely just going to work with her as much as possible. Every opportunity that she gives me, I'm definitely going to take it. I'll cancel plans if I have to. I mean, working with Tasha is, it's great. She is nice. She's generous. She's out to help me, and I'm going to take all the help that she can give me.
Well,
so I'm working on the thing we talked about the other day, Kasha. I'm working on it with those guys on the East Coast, but we're playing email tag right now.
Nice.
So once I find out, you'll find out, okay?
Okay,
and what,
awesome.
What I'm talking about is she wanted to know what she could do to help this little guy, Aiden. So
yep.
We're all, like I said, you can go on, it's in the chat room, you can go on there and you can hit the like button. Because the little kid gets, you wouldn't believe how excited this kid gets when he sees the numbers climbing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and
definitely. Hey, Michelle, too, I want to talk to her about that, too, and see if she can help spread the word.
Yeah, of course. I can definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's a little sweetheart, so we're just trying to spread the word about him and get him all the help he can.
Yeah, I can definitely do anything to spread the word.
Up in the chat room is the links to, if you hit that link, you can send in for a kid. They'll send it back to you. And you don't have to take any blood or anything. You can just take a swab out of your mouth, and they'll check your DNA and find out if you're a Merrill match.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, yeah, definitely I'll get on that. Thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
No worries.
You're awesome.
But I know if I post another girl, she's going to knock you out, so I think we'll give you another week.
Are you talking Miss Tina or are you talking Michelle? Or are you talking both of them?
Both of you.
Well,
I sent you a picture of the other one. I sent you a picture of the other one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah, but see, she goes like naked. I don't do that. So, of course, she's going to get a ton of people.
Yeah.
She's a cute girl, though.
I sent you that one where it's on the Dyna underneath the sign that says service.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, everybody got a kick out of that one.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I have no doubt. Now, is she from California or does she live there?
Yeah.
Nice.
She stopped traffic for 45 minutes while we did that.
Nice. Oh, goodness, Lord. Well, Miss Michelle, I don't know how much time you have on here, hon, but I just wanted you to kind of call in and introduce yourself and, you know.
Just take him with you.
Just kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're welcome
anytime.
You're welcome anytime, and if you get the information from Akasha and send me some pictures, we'll see what goes on. It might not
be,
might not. Yeah, you might not knock her out of the box, but you'll be up there soon.
I do hope I get my name out there, but I don't want to knock Kasha out of the box, though. if I could be right up there next to her, that'd be perfect.
Well, here's the thing. If I put you guys together, we could see how many, who gets what.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll definitely talk to Kasha and see what we can do for you then, okay?
Okay, Pete, time for your questions. Go ahead.
Alright. Are the girls still on?
Yeah, we're still here.
This is, I don't want to sound like a pervert, because I'm not a pervert, but I definitely have a question.
Okay.
My friend, my half-brother is a tattoo artist, and he's doing my tattoo, and he said a stripper came in to have a tattoo done. And she had implants in her breasts. And she was getting a tattoo, like, on her ankle or something, and he said to her, would you ever consider, you know, she actually said to him, she goes, I would never consider getting a tattoo on my breast because I have implants. And he says, okay, I can understand that. Then she went on to tell him, I don't know if I've never seen this. She said she's a stripper and she does a lot of clubs and stuff for motorcycle clubs. She does private parties for clubs and she does clubs and all. She's a pretty famous stripper out here in Massachusetts. She told him that when she goes into a club, her breasts light up. Something in the silicone or something. You ever hear of that before? Like
no,
neon breasts?
Yeah,
I know. It sounds perverted, but I'm just curious. He told me.
Right.
I've actually seen it, but...
That is crazy.
Phil, have you ever heard of that
Phil?
Before?
Yeah, what is it?
It's something, it's a luminant that they put in the implant itself.
I never heard that until he told me.
So it actually lights up like it...
Yeah, her boobs light up when she goes on stage.
Oh, my God.
You know, imagine that. I mean, the stuff they can do nowadays.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that. That's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
That
yeah, it gets
is
a lot of tips.
Crazy.
It's funny that you know about
it's
it.
It's a lot
Phil.
Of tips. Especially when I open the door to the dressing room and holler, my name's Philip. I'm here to help.
I'm just curious. I don't know if he was lying or he was just joking on me or what, but I guess the girl told him, you know, hey, my breast light up. On the neon light.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You saw it? Oh.
I've seen it.
Wow. Well, I will say I learn something new every day because, no, I have never heard of that. So, hey, thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
And thanks
you
for
guys need to get out more.
Awesome.
You guys need to get out more. Hear what he said?
I know. I told him. Oh, don't tell me that. I know I do.
Hey,
my
Kasia.
Goodness, I always do work. Yeah.
Did you happen to look on my page and look at my dogs and stuff that I have on there?
You know what?
I know you're an
actually,
animal lover.
I am an animal lover, absolutely. I have actually not really been around a computer. My manager actually has my laptop, so I haven't been around one in like a couple of weeks.
Oh, because I noticed
so
you
I have not, yeah, because I've been on it pretty much through my phone is what I do.
So?
And no, not through my phone. But
I noticed
you know
had some new pictures up there, and I commented on them.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and I, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Like
but no,
like
actually, I've got it tonight.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if you guys can hear me. But he's got it here, and he's going to drop it off. So you know what I want to do after this is over with? I'll get on there and look at him, if that's okay. Because, yeah, I love animals. I love getting on there.
Well, I do Rottie Rescue. I do Rottie.
Oh,
I rescue Rottweilers.
That's right. Okay, yeah, I have
yeah.
seen that.
And I have a boxer. I have five birds. My ferret passed
my
away.
Birds.
Yeah, I have cockatoos. I have parrots. I have everything. Fish, you name it. My ferret passed away from cancer, and my other boxer died from skin cancer.
Oh my
but,
goodness!
But I'm a huge animal lover, and I know when I talked to you on the show a while ago, said that you were as well, and that you have
right,
like
right.
five dogs or something.
Yeah, six of them. Yep.
I think
absolutely.
I heard them in the background a few minutes ago.
Yeah, they were little scrappers. They were fighting.
And I was just curious if you had looked at my pictures on Facebook. Peter Bukovic, you know, is my last name.
Yeah.
I got all my
but
little babies under there, you know.
Uh-huh, right. No, I remember talking to you about that, but no, unfortunately, I haven't been able to actually get on there in quite a while.
You know, us animal lovers, we all got something in common.
You know, I love that. Absolutely, and that's awesome that, you know, we can just sit there and BS about them. And, I mean, they're like our kids, you know, definitely.
Oh, yeah, they're like, I've never had kids, but they're definitely like my kids.
Exactly.
My life.
Exactly.
They're so
definitely.
Faithful to me.
You know, they are.
Yep,
so.
I have two girls.
Do you have dogs?
I do. I have a blue heeler. His name is Chauncey, after one of the Nuggets players, of course, and definitely a sports fan as well. Yep,
oh,
he's my... He's definitely my baby. I
yeah.
use him when I, like, herd horses and stuff and cows, so it's nice. He's a great country dog. He's definitely my little protector.
Right, nice. Yeah, heelers are awesome.
Yeah, I definitely love him, and he's just as hyper as I am. I mean,
wait a minute, what type of dog is it?
Blue heeler.
Oh, I love blue heeler. That's the dog from Mad Max, Mel Gibson, Mad Max, Road Warrior.
Yeah,
oh, I haven't seen that in forever.
You're probably too young to remember that movie, but Phil, you remember the Road Warrior. Remember the dog he had?
Yeah, what are you trying to do, date me now?
Me?
The thing is, I remember that movie, too.
Yeah, the guy, Matt Mel Gibson had a blue heeler in that movie. My friend has four of them. He lives in Arizona, and they're very rare in the East Coast. You don't see them out here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
They're very hard to find, and if you can find one, they're very expensive.
Oh, wow.
I guess they say the pod dingo as well. They're from Australia.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Australia. Yep. Australian cattle dog,
yep.
A.K.A. Blue Heeler.
Yeah, they're very, very
I love
cool.
them. There's so many
very
different cool. colors. They're so cool.
Yeah, mine is...
But the first time I ever saw him was on the movie The Road Warrior when Mel Gibson was in his car and he had the little Blue Heeler sitting there with him. That's the first time I ever, he had a patch around his eye. Real cute. The story behind that is that dog, when they finished the movie The Road Warrior, that dog went to a pound. Nobody wanted it. So George, I can't think of the director's name, that directed The Road Warrior, he says, "Where's the dog?" You know, like, we sent it to the pound. Nobody wanted it. You know, we used it for the movie. He went, and he adopted it back from the pound, and he kept it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a famous director. I can't think of his name. George something. Yep. And they retired the car, and then somebody ended up buying the car, and it ended up in the museum. But the dog got adopted.
Nice.
He was a movie
that's
dog.
That's good.
That's awesome. You want
George
to
Miller.
Go back
that's his name.
That.
George Miller, the director.
Oh, okay.
George Miller. He ended up taking the dog.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'm in the room and I'm outside with two little kids, so I gotta get off the phone. But it was great talking to everyone.
All right, take care.
All right, and get my information and send me those.
All right.
Send Phil some pictures, will ya?
Of course. I'll talk to you guys all soon.
All right.
Bye,
hon.
Bye, bye.
So, I just put those two up.
Hello?
I just put those two up. You sent me.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you, Kasha, we still have Kasha, right?
Yep.
Can I ask you a question? Another question.
Yeah.
Have you ever done, like, music videos?
No, I have not.
You know,
that
Pam Anderson,
one thing I would love to do.
Pam Anderson dated Kid Rock for a while, were they married or whatever, and she appeared in a few of his videos, and I thought that was so cool. She was like on the box dancing, and Kid
right.
Rock was
well,
singing.
That's her? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's her. That's Pam Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Pam Anderson, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah. And she did a lot of his concerts with him, and she was a go-go dancer.
Oh.
And it was just so
that
cool, because he's, you know, he's a badass, you know, his music is just
right.
bad, you know, and she's up there dancing, and it's like, oh, my God, Pam Anderson. You know,
yeah,
actually,
like
I was at one of
his
concerts many years ago, and the dancers came on, and there was several of them, but she was one of them. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Pam Anderson.
Oh, nice.
You know, dancing on a box with Kid Rock, and they were, I don't know if they were married or engaged, but I don't think they ended up getting married. I think he asked her to marry him, but she didn't marry him.
Yeah, not a clue, but I'll bet that was cool watching her.
Yeah, it was. It was very cool. I'm like, wait a minute, she looks familiar to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was Pam Anderson.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's a little hottie, I tell you what.
Yeah, she takes care of herself.
You know.
She takes care of herself.
Absolutely.
Baywatch.
Well, you know, since you guys are talking about Kid Rock, and I have to take a quick break here real quick.
Are you going to play a song?
Play a Kid Rock song.
Sweet.
There you go. What? Go ahead. What song?
What song? Oh, let's do Bob with a Boss.
Kid Rock.
Sweet, nice.
Hang on.
Okay.
Here you go. We'll be right back. right, guys.
Good one.
Phil, if you see a 978 number calling in, that's Gino trying to call in.
All right. I saw
Gino
that.
Gentile.
Now he hung up.
Hey, he's calling
he
back.
He hung up. Okay.
He's calling back in. He's always
okay.
Good for a laugh.
Okay. So Kasia, what's up and coming besides you?
Besides me. well, I'm trying. I'm trying awful hard. Let's see. Well, I just did.
Trying awful hard to do what?
Trying to what?
Trying awful hard to do what?
Trying to, you know, hey, make it out there. Spread the word.
Okay. Let me ask you this. On your Facebook page, how many people has it gone up?
What am I on right now? That would be, let's see here. Well, I need my Facebook page. I'm looking right now. Hold on just a sec, because he just walked in with the thing. I need my friend's list. I think I'm at 3,000.
Wow.
So it's gone up, yeah, since I've been doing the radio. It's gone up, gosh, almost 2,000, I think.
That's great.
Where do you get my bill?
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
No. I mean, that's what we're here for, networking.
That's right.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I mean, I got sent that story about Aiden from a friend out here, and
mm-hmm.
I jumped right on it, and then I talked to a couple people on the East Coast, and they told me which direction to go to, but I've been, like I said, I've been playing email tag with this guy. He doesn't read them all right away, but he reads them, so maybe he'll read it, and we get him on Thursday's show. But I'd like to have that little kid on, because I think if people heard him, it would be tremendous.
I think that would be wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah, that would definitely be.
And I'm not doing this just like with you. You're going up 2,000 or something. I'm not doing this for any ratings. I'm just a poor schmuck sitting in his house doing this.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I mean, really, it's just been kind of a whirlwind, especially the past, month I've been talking to you and been on the show, and it's just been crazy. I mean, it really has. And being on here, it's really helped. So I cannot thank you enough. And you're just awesome. Talk about amazing. I mean, I love talking to you. I love being on here. You're just awesome. So I can't say that enough. So thank you very much.
So in other words, I'm taking the place of that 600-pound vibrator, huh?
You know what? I will take you over a 600-pound vibrator any day.
Wow.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
I might have to get off. I might have to hang up.
I might have to light a smoke here.
Me too.
Well, now I already have.
Me too.
Oh, God. That's funny. But.
What else you got? You got any jobs coming up?
Let's see. Well, we just did one for Wild West Motorsports. So I was kind of there hanging out, did the impromptu shoot with Michelle. That went awesome. Just got on the bikercraft.com site. They just posted me. I think it was yesterday. They just did. And then the
mm-hmm.
Babes, Bikes, and Bullets on Facebook I'm on. I've got another shoot this weekend, kind of a military shoot. So it's just been another shoot come up. We actually did a contest on my page, and one of my Facebook buddies won the contest. So basically he gets to decide what the shoot is, what I'm wearing, how it's going to be, and he's all excited about that. So that's coming up too, and that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, that's kind of just, you know, doing shoot after shoot and getting that name out there, spreading the word about everything and anything. I love doing charity work. I can't say that enough. So,
right.
Yeah, love it.
What I'm going to do is when I see those, when I talk to Bobby, I'm gonna pass on your information and tell them and see what they want and see if they can get anything to do with it.
Awesome. Definitely. You know, we were talking about how
you could.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We were just kind of talking about how much the numbers have gone up on my page and everything and all the work and the response I've gotten. I will have to say there was an issue the other night and I made an example out of him on my page. I'll give the first name because I don't know if I can actually give his name on air, but his name's Tony.
Let me tell you this. You can say anything you want here. This is the last bastion of freedom.
Well, in that case...
Yeah, because, no, well, I'll tell you a quick story. Bill and I were on the radio in Carlsbad, California for a while until Bill got going one night about Communist China. That was Tuesday. Thursday, they told us we were done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we've been here ever since, and this is, like I said, you can say anything you want here. This is the last bastion of freedom.
Right. Well, then, yeah, I'll get his name. His name is Tony, how do you spell it? Gagne? G-A-G-N-Y, Tony Gagne Sr. This
mm-hmm.
guy wrote me, and he wrote me, basically, he called me disgusting, filthy, I should be ashamed of myself, how dare you post this crap on, you know, Facebook, there's children on here, and, you know, the world's coming to an end, and oh my gosh, and oh, woe is me. So I said, you know what, whatever. Well,
he's probably a pedophile.
He's what?
If he brought children into it, he's probably a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, oh, yeah, do you want me to read what he wrote?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, this is exactly how it was written. Hey, and this is, when I say exactly, I mean exactly. The guy has zero grammar skills or anything. So what he wrote was, hey, I don't like these's photo. Please remove them. There is a lot of young children in Facebook. Your picture are inappropriate and vulgar. I would appreciate you removing your filth from Facebook pages. You are disgusting. You are a disgusting person to show yourself in this matter and should be ashamed. So I decided to look old Tony Gagne Sr. up, and lo and behold, he blocked me as soon as he wrote me, so I couldn't even look him up or anything. Well, I made an example out of him, like I said, put it on my page and said, hey, if anybody knows this idiot, you know, feel free to, here's what he wrote. So I posted what he wrote on my page, and of course, everyone got a hold of it, and they just kind of messed with him a little bit, which was kind of humorous. But kind of goes back to, you're always going to get someone who doesn't like what you're doing, who's going to tell you what to do and how to do it, and, you know, it's just,
and you know what I say to them? You know what I say to them?
Huh.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what everyone's saying.
You took the words right out of my mouth, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And, you know, it's just, it's stupid because I don't know if you saw my profile pic a few days ago. It was the bandana one with the blue bike and the red shirt. That one was actually booted. Okay, so you remember that one? That one was booted for too much cleavage. So I was being a smartass and decided to put my new profile pic up, which is the one I have now. And not only did he write all this crap, but he decided to post my link on his page and his friend's page. So wasn't real jazzed about that he would go to that effort to do that. But, you know, people, it's just stupid. So I just called
him. Wait a minute. You know what pisses me off about that whole thing? The Ku Klux Klan can have a Facebook page and post all kinds of graphic racist pictures of them hanging Negroes, but you can't have a picture of a pretty girl in there? Give me a break.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't go nude. I don't show anything. I'm always covered up. I don't care if I have a hand in place. You will never see anything other than a bikini shot. You know, nothing worse than a bikini. So the fact that he wants to be this spineless and gutless and, you know, write me this nasty grim and then block me, it's just dumb. You know, come on, grow a pair, buddy.
Well, you know, I got a song for him. You want to say his name again? We'll dedicate it to him.
This is Tony Gagne Sr. from Facebook.
Okay. This one's for Tony. This one's for Tony.
Right on.
I don't give a fuck. Fresh out of jail, jump on my chopper with my drag bike, bitch tail rolling. In the wind, I be blowing. Bitches on my socks, on my tickets, what they holding. Big ball in, money stay growing. Hitting hard as fuck for the title that I'm holding. But for me, if you know you're getting paid, it's baby mama. Just
San Fernando Valley chapter.
That is awesome. Right
on. I put it up in the chat room.
Oh, did you? Cool. Okay.
And
thank you.
I'll give you another one. This one is I'll dedicate this one to Tony too, because he obviously doesn't know what one percenters are.
It's a Hollywood mic pick. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad Viking community. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. I ain't a biker, homie. I'm a gangster on a bike. The cops don't like me because I do what I like. I'm the American dream. For us to live free. But when the men think of me, they think of penitentiary. Don't blame me, dang. Give me this pay. I'm a pit in a cage filled up with red. Take
you go. It's another one for Tony. Fuck Tony.
Sweet. That is
awesome. Fuck Tony and Ace. If he's got any friends, fuck them too.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Hey, thanks, Phil. I feel better now.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, my gosh. So does
we like to keep it simple here.
Uh-oh. Say what?
We like to keep it simple here.
I know, and I love that. That's why I love calling in and listening or calling in and chatting, because it's awesome. I feel right at home. What about you? What's going on with you?
Just had a good weekend up and down the coast.
Did you? Yeah,
it was great. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, very cool. Well, I was going to ask you, the songs you were just playing, do they have, or does he have a CD out, or is it just something that he kind of does for whatever?
No, he has a CD out. If you go on YouTube, it'll tell you where to go.
Okay, awesome.
He's also on Facebook as Mike the Big Homie. Mike P.
Mike the Big Homie. Okay.
Yeah.
Those were cool.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm seeing Charlie Baker this week in concert on the 8th.
I heard that.
Yeah. And
you're running the Hermits over there, too.
Yeah, at the Casbah.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Charlie,
yeah,
you know, privately a lot, and good guy, you know, very good talent.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good Neil Young songs that I like, and just a nice guy. So I'm gonna
he is.
He's a very nice guy. Very, very personable.
Yeah. No, I spent four, almost 5 days in Tennessee with him when he did his first thing last year.
Really?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Frank Polangi's making his way up there.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one, but that's cool too. Everything was going good till the leather guy decided he wasn't going to give up the jacket that the guy won.
Huh.
But he gave it to the wrong person, so everybody had their spiel, and I took him off to the side privately, and within 20 seconds, the guy had his jacket.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But that's another story.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think
of Well, no. If something would have happened, I was getting on a plane to come to California for what I would have done, they wouldn't have extradited me.
No, they wouldn't have.
No, once they heard the story, no. But, yeah, I hate that. It's just like there's another friend of mine, if you guys seen it on my page, where she went and did an event in Las Vegas and got stiffed. Didn't get paid.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about today. What happened?
Nothing. Empty promises. But basically, any chance I get to bring that up, I do. And
musician?
No. No, it was somebody that had an event that said they were going to have a fashion show and all this stuff, and basically they didn't have shit.
Really?
Yeah, and somebody gave up
another
job. They had to go do that job because she stands by her word. And the person looked her right in the eye and said, oh, the check's good. When she got back to California, it bounced like a rubber ball.
Jeez.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You said bitch.
She said that God will prevail. So I said, well, have God pay Brenda then.
That's right. That's right, man.
But, yeah, I don't like that. It's just like I get approached all the time for charities, and when I check them out, I find out who's good and who's not.
Right.
I mean, if you're in it for the money, then you shouldn't be in it, because
exactly.
Basically a lot of them do that. They'll set something up, and then they take everything off the top first, and then very rarely does the charity get all the money they should get from the whole thing, because everybody gets their cut first.
Yeah.
which I anything that I do with Bill, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't be associated with people that do that.
Right.
You know, this youngster, Aiden, it's a true thing. And kids going through a hard time. So like I said earlier, just if you go on his Facebook page, it's Aiden Seeger. If you go on his Facebook page, you can, or to those links that I put up, and just hit the like button. The kid gets excited when he sees how many people get interested in the story.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes his day.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm trying to get the word out as quick as I can, and, it's just, it's tough to see a little guy go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened to Gino, Pete?
He's being a bitch. That's what happened to him. He called in twice, and I called him from my other phone. I muted this phone. I called him from my cell phone. And he's got a new little girlfriend there. She lives 3,000 miles away, which is a joke to me. He'll never see her. He's never even met her. And I says, hey, come on the show, tell some of your stories. Well, I called and I waited. I said, would you wait 2 seconds? And you hung up. Well, I got to call my friend, my girlfriend. And I said, okay. So I told him to call back, and he called. He's just, he's old and grouchy, so I don't know. He's losing it. He's not... this girl's playing with him and half his age and, I don't know. She's not what she appears to be, I can tell you that much. She's one of those Facebook people that, when I was having one of my tattoos done, she got on the phone with me and she said, Gina says, yeah, talk to Pete, listen to the tattoo needle, because she's never had any tattoos done. So she says, hi, how are you? And the first thing she says to me is, what do you do for work? How much money do you make? I says, that's none of your business, is it? And she didn't like that. I says, hit me up on Facebook to learn about me, So you know what she did? She sent my brother a friend request, not me, and then she blocked herself, her profile, from me seeing her profile. Now, Gino is my stepdad, okay? And I got to watch out for the guy, I love him to death. But she's not what she appears to be. Her pictures are not real. Her face is like she's got a face very blurry. She's probably a guy. for example, and I'm not kissing anybody Kasha's ass, but you go on Kasha's page, I just went on there a second ago. She's got real pictures, they're clear, it's her. She's real. This girl has got pictures of herself from the 80s. They're definitely from the 80s. Her face is blurred out. And, I told him, I said, you're a sucker. And, you're playing into this. And this girl is not what she... There's a friend of ours, a mutual friend of Gino, and this other girl. We're all friends. And this girl lives 18 miles from her, but yet they've never met each other. But supposedly they talk on the phone a lot. So I don't know. Uh-huh. He's too wrapped up with this chick. And he's 65 years old. He's going to be 66 in August. She's like 30-something. And let me tell you something, Phil. A lot of people respect me, a lot of people like me, and this girl is up to something because she sends my brother, who doesn't even go on Facebook much, a friend request instead of me, and then she says, I thought that was Pete. Well, okay, now you know it wasn't, okay, so add me now. And she never sent me a friend request, and I went looking for her profile, and she's got it blocked, she's got it hidden. So I told Gino, I said, you're going to learn the hard way. This girl's promising him a bike. There's so many fakes on Facebook. I call it fake book. Fake book.
That's good.
Because there's so many phonies on there. Oh, I'm going to give you this and that, and I'm going to, and these online relationships make me laugh, You go on someone's page, it says in a relationship, and then you ask the person, with who? Oh, with so-and-so, Well, have you ever met this person? No, but we talk on the phone. So how can you say you're in a relationship with this person, and announce it to everybody? And everybody's congratulating
right.
you. What a joke. Come on, wake up, If I can
right.
if I can feel it and touch it, it's real.
Right, exactly. I noticed that's the cool thing to do on Facebook now is to be in a relationship with another
yeah.
Facebook buddy.
Isn't
I
that
had
funny?
No idea. Yeah.
Hey, Kasha, will you be in a relationship with me?
I would love to.
Awesome. That's ridiculous, I'd be honored. But anyway, I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
In a relationship. And then a lot of my friends have that. And I'm like, well, with who? And they're like, oh, with so-and-so. You know, and they're like, well, have you ever met that guy? No, well, we talk a lot on the phone. Well, where does he live? Well, he lives a couple thousand miles away from me. I'm like, you'll never meet him, you know. You have any relationship with a computer?
Right.
You know, you're going to have sex with a computer? You're going to take it to bed? I mean, you're going to take it to dinner?
So yeah, exactly.
This is my boyfriend or my girlfriend? Come on.
Yeah,
how stupid
webcam
is that?
Thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, I got a question. So today is National Go Braless Day.
Uh-huh.
Only you would know that, right? Only
28,686 attending.
Really?
Yeah, so are you one of the 28,686 or are you going to be 687?
I've been about it all day, so what does that make me? Oh, can I
not
count? Well, well,
that's a good answer there. Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
She's been one out one all day.
If you make it today, you can make it Saturday.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that one. Well, see, what does that matter? Because I rarely wear a bra, so does that make it every day for me?
It's your story. You tell it any way you want.
Well, I've been known
Saturday
to wear a bra
midnight starts National No
Bra
Day.
I don't think I'm going to wear a bra this year.
And we've got 213,984 people attending that one.
Right on.
Men too?
No, some guy said he went commando today just to contribute.
Nice. Oh, that's funny.
So what else have you got going on? Where's Ryan?
Actually, he's right next to me. You want me to put him on? You can BS him for a sec?
Sure.
Okay, wait, hold on a sec.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling abused. I had to hang out with hot chicks again tonight. I don't know if I can handle this alone, man. You up for a trip to Colorado? Give me some support.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Right on. No, things are going good, man. We had a great photo shoot at Wild West Motorsports. Tell you what, a nice little Harley shop that basically opened the doors, and they had some people there on Sunday when they're normally closed, and basically were Kasha and the other girls' gopher. Whatever we wanted, they went and got it. They brought them out, polished them up, positioned everything. You know, anybody on there, I'd love to show them some support jumping on their Facebook page, Wild West Motorsports. And obviously when you get on there, there's going to be a picture of Kristen and some of the girls that we were out there shooting with. So, you know, get on there and check it out.
Did you find the post? I moved it for you.
I did find the post. I got on there. Some of the photos were a little bit fuzzy. I sent you a little link real quick on that. And email. So if you don't mind checking your email, I think Facebook might have done something when I sent you those pics where it messed up the pixels or something.
No, it's not in my email yet.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me make sure that that's on there real quick. Check your output. Let me see here. Let's see.
Hey, it hit.
And you know, Kasha just wrote me a nasty note. I got to tell you a little story. I'm over here texting on my phone while I'm talking to you with my ex, and I just called Kasha my ex's name. I feel like a complete and total jackass. So, you know, that woman had nothing to do with the photo shoot. Kasha sure did.
Hit him.
I just can't do two things at once, I guess.
Tell her I said to hit you.
Who said to hit me?
Tell her I said to hit you.
Oh, Phil said to hit me. I deserve it.
Yeah, he's fired. Way fired.
Oh, I just can't do two things at once. It's like women driving and doing makeup. I can't text and talk at the same damn time. I get it all fucked up. But anyway,
it sounds like a personal problem, but you got...
It is.
You already
you know,
dug the hole. You're done.
You have to women on the brain, you just can't think straight. It's, what do you do?
Yeah. Excuses. So. You already made the mistake.
It.
You're done.
I know it. I screwed the pooch now. But, yeah, I'm checking that email to see if it went through. It says it was sent. So, it might take it a second.
I got it.
Right on.
I got it.
So, and she liked the other picture I sent you better. just now of her and Michelle sitting on that bike. I think it's a sexy picture. So, yeah. But
okay.
I'm trying to think what else we've got going on. We've got a military shoot coming up this next weekend. Got her little biker shoot coming up on a nice soft tail. So that'll be a good time. But can't keep up with the phone calls, man. This woman is taking off, and I love it. So anybody needing anybody for promotional or anything else, she's your woman.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking of doing is see if you guys can get out this way for the 16th, because Pete's going to be shooting a movie up there. And,
okay. 16th of August?
No, 16th of July.
Holy shit. Okay. That's awful close. Let me see what we can do.
That's the big L.A. calendar show.
Okay. What days is that on?
It's 16th on the 16th.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be Saturday and Sunday. You know what? That's a possibility. I'm going to have to check and see what we can figure out.
Okay. But, yeah, Pete's going to be shooting his movie, and then Bill's going to pose for his poster. And
okay.
I'm sure I can talk Pete into having Kasha pose for a poster.
That'd be awesome. Absolutely. We'll have to get on the horn a little bit later on and talk about that. I got to look at the schedule, see what we got happening. Something like that, unless it's a mind-pressing charity event or something, I don't see any reason why we couldn't reschedule a little bit to make something like that happen.
Yeah.
So.
Because the cops are already in. They already got their shit going where they're trying to screw with us already.
Yeah. It's a never-ending battle with you guys, man. If people don't see all the good that's done, and, you know, it's one of those deals where the good stuff people overlook and one negative thing happens and the whole world turns to shit and, you know, it's bullshit. That's just the way they work. They thrive on the drama and they don't look at the good charity events and everything else that's done to help the communities out. It's got to get frustrating.
Yeah, and it goes back to the nobody remembers everybody remembers when we do bad, but nobody remembers when we do good.
Exactly. There's actually another one that works a whole lot better than that. It takes a guy a lifetime of building bridges to be considered a bridge builder. But you suck one dick and you're a cocksucker for life. So,
yeah. Or if you mention the ex-wife's name, you're fucked forever too, so.
Oh, Christ, and then you had to remind her with that, didn't you? You know, I can deal with an ass kicking every once in a while, but to have her give me two in one day.
Yeah, that's because I didn't hear her hit you yet.
Oh, hell.
But you got any questions, Pete?
No, man, I was just listening.
Right on. Okay. So, Pete, you on her Facebook page?
I am.
Are you?
I'm lucky enough to be on there.
I got to apologize, man. What's your last name again?
Bikovich. It's Russian. Bikovich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's me.
Well, I'll make sure to look you up and.
Yeah.
You know.
I like your style, man.
Well, I remember hearing you, but honestly, man, it is hard to keep up with who's on her page, and I didn't want to sound like an ass, but, man, I forgot what your last name was, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's Bikovich with a B.
Okay.
It's a Russian name.
Right.
Can't miss it. Can't miss my picture either.
Right on
here and stuff.
Right on. Yeah, I'll have to hop on there here in a little bit and push her to the side if she lets me and check it out.
Cool.
So now you're in California too?
Me? No, I'm in. I live north of Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I live north of Boston, a little rich town. But I'm not rich.
It's just about the ass crack of dawn over there, isn't it? Boston, aren't you 3 hours or 4 hours ahead of California?
It's 10:35. Yeah.
10:30. Oh, that's not too awful bad, I guess.
No, and it's about 90 degrees out.
Still, huh?
Yeah, it's very, very muggy and gross out. Tons of mosquitoes.
You guys have been getting a lot of that water and crap out there from the runoff up north.
Get a lot of everything.
Yeah.
You know, I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Teacher asks her class for a 12-letter word. Student says masturbation. Teacher says, my, that's a mouthful. Student says, no, you're thinking of a blowjob.
Nice. Oh, hell.
Come on. Somebody's got to come up with one. Come on.
I had one, but I forgot it. I had a couple other ones, but I won't bring them up. They're pretty bad.
Yeah, some of those can't be said in mixed company. You never know who's listening.
That's right.
All right, I'm gonna play a song. This one, let's see. On the Outside Looking In by Roy Gaines.
Nice.
Cool.
Be right back.
All right.
You're gone.
Roy Gaines and his orchestra. So what
nice.
Else is going on over there in Colorado?
Not a whole lot, man. It's, you know, things are a little slow. Of course, I'm down here from South Dakota, so I'm still trying to learn the ropes of who and what all's going on. I'm kind of left in the dark a little bit. I feel like a mushroom a lot of times. But there's a, you know, a lot of poker runs happening. Unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, we missed out on the Catholic schoolgirl run. Something Kasha was wanting to do, and we hit... went to a concert with Seasons After. She got an invitation from them. We went in there and hung out, shot some promo shots with the band, just kind of had a hell of a good time. There was probably 40 people at the concert, nice little private show. So that was awesome. Them and another band called Lost Point, that's a local band. So Tasha had a blast and just got to having so much fun and kind of forgot about going and looking at Catholic schoolgirls. So, you know, there's other events coming up we're going to be heading out to.
Well, you got problems now saying the wrong name. You don't need trouble, too.
That's a lot of trouble. I keep getting, kind of basically I woke the dragon a little bit ago when I pulled that shit. So, I got to be careful now.
I think she's going to whip your ass.
Oh, hey, don't threaten me. It's a good time. you know, she's got a lot of photo shoots coming up. A lot of people calling in requesting. You know, the cemetery shoot, I know I touched on it briefly last time I was on there, but little things like that, people have something that they want to see her do and they'll give a holler. You know, as long as it's not something that's totally outlandish or nasty, she will do just about anything for making people happy and trying something new with her photo shoots and to build her portfolio as always. So, you know, if anybody has something they'd like to see, don't hesitate to call. You know, there's a possibility if you're being a jackass about it, she's going to say no, but if it's something that means something to you and it's not disrespectful, she'll jump right on and it's not an issue.
Yeah.
So
you got to get her on some more 600-pound vibrators.
Exactly. Yeah, I missed part of that conversation a couple weeks ago when you guys had it. I heard the tail end of it. I wish I'd have been there for that.
Think about it. I took care of it for you.
Not only the story, but when it actually happened. but...
Don't worry about it. I took care of it for you.
All right. Well, from what I hear, you guys are in a relationship now. Congratulations. I shake your hand, but you're a long damn ways away, so I'll just have to toast you and we'll be good to go.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said I'd shake your hand, but you're a long ways away, so I'll just have to toast you and call it good.
That's okay. I can send somebody over and you can shake their hand for me.
There we go. Right on.
This is a very small world.
Oh, it is absolutely a small world. Get reminded about that quite often, actually, running into people and all that kind of stuff. So, but, hey, you know what? Speaking of it being a small world, me being out here in Colorado and kind of still trying to figure people out, I am looking for a fat boy that has a killer paint job on it that's got some skulls and some flames. I've called a few people, kind of reached out to a few other people, and I haven't heard a whole lot back. So if anybody knows somebody in Colorado, preferably around the Fort Collins area where it's nice and close, but pretty much anywhere within a 50 to 60-mile drive of Fort Collins, we have a request coming up for a bike that has anything related with skulls. So kind of looking for something along those lines with the killer paint job. Definitely a shorter bike, a fat boy or a soft tail. just because she shoots so much better on them and she's more comfortable with them. But, you know, mm-hmm. that's something we're looking for. If anybody knows somebody, you know, give me a call.
Okay.
Right, you missed mine because I would have sold your mind. It's badass.
Yeah, I wish I could have.
Had flame skulls all over it.
No,
it's an older one, but nice.
You know, we found a bicycle a while back. We were at a car show, and they had a bicycle with all these skulls on it. In fact, it's on our Facebook page. Kick-ass bike. It's sitting up on a coffin, has gold all around the bottom of it, and I'm thinking, son of a bitch, that theme right there on a chopper would kick ass. But, you know, it's hard to find, and, you know, I don't ride, so me walking up to a bunch of guys that do ride and asking them if I can shoot on their bike, they give me a look like, who the hell are you, and what the fuck do you want with my chopper? So, makes that a little bit tough on my end sometimes.
Why don't you ride?
I got a jacked up situation with my eyes. My equilibrium's all effed up. So when I start getting tired or if I'm not really paying attention, I tend to tip over just walking even. I just get kind of clumsy. And I don't feel it's the best idea for me to jump on a 500-pound bike and put anybody else at risk. So figure I'll just kind of shy away from it. But I especially noticed it after I start getting tired. If I'm reaching for something, I'll push it off the table because my depth perception gets off a little bit. And it's just, as much as I want to, it's not worth somebody else's life.
Okay. I can take that as an honest answer. But, yeah, it's, if you send me a link, the info on what you're looking for, and I'll post it for you.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
and
keep
then,
that up this evening.
Okay. And then, what do you guys think about, let's see. I was going to talk about this earlier, but I forgot. But, we have this thing in California where they have, they're going to have a stand down for the homeless vets.
Okay.
And, it'll be on 60 Minutes on July 10th, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Probably, I don't know, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we probably get it taped delayed. But it's going to be the national standoff for homeless vets. And I just wanted to say thanks to CBS News, Scott Polley, and producer Harry Schuster for bringing the story to the public's attention. But if you go into, you can type in standoff for homeless vets and you'll see the link. And it's also going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Okay. Standoff. For homeless vets. Okay.
It's a stand down.
Oh, stand down.
In other words, everybody goes out and tries to help.
Right on. Yeah, that's
so
awesome. Is there anything that we can do on our end since that's real close. We won't be able to make it for something like that, but
no,
you know,
but
is
if
it something
you,
that we can
let me I, here, I'm gonna,
I'm
gonna
throw
one
at
you.
Okay.
How far are you from the VA?
Oh, hell, that's stone's throw.
When's the last time you went there?
Last week for a beer.
Not the VFW, the VA hospital.
I'm talking the Legion.
Okay, now I'm talking about the VA hospital.
Oh, I haven't been to the VA hospital, to be honest with you. The one that's closest to here is about 85 miles away in Denver, so I have not been there since I've been back to Colorado.
Okay, well, I think you guys need to make a trip there.
Okay.
Take some shots. Kasha can autograph them. Take some pictures with the guys. It'll brighten their day.
Absolutely.
And just when you're walking up to the building, look the guys right in the eye. And women. Look them right in the eye. Say hello. Spend a couple hours. Trust me, you'll brighten somebody's day.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that, you know, bless her heart, she thinks about stuff like that all the time. I forget where we were the other day. We were in a park, I believe it was, walking for a shoot. And there was a guy sitting on a bench that had a Navy hat on it. She just pretty much marched right over to him and shook his hand and told him thanks and everything else. And tell you what, seeing a guy light up when a perfect stranger comes up and says something like that, you know, that's awesome. And shows a hell of a lot for her character to be willing and able to just walk up and do that to somebody. So, got a lot of respect for that girl.
Yeah, we usually have a, we usually make the rounds and pick up cards, magazines, crossword puzzles, stuff like that, and we drop them off every couple of weeks. But when Bill and I go, we usually take some, we usually take some strippers with us. And at the end of it, they don't want to know when we're coming back. They want to know when we're bringing the back.
Exactly. Now, this is this stand down. That's a nationwide thing, then, right?
That's correct.
Okay. If you would, if you throw the date at me again, I started writing with the pen and I didn't catch all of it. I'll look it up on Facebook. And July 10th. Okay.
July 10th.
All right.
It'll be this this Sunday.
Okay. You know what? I will get down there and get some pictures of that with Kasha, and we'll get those sent to you. Everything goes well that night, even where you can get some of those up if you like.
But yeah, I mean, trust me, you'll feel different when you leave. You'll be kind of nervous when you get there. That's why I say, look them right in the eye. Don't look down at them. You know, if they're in a wheelchair, bend down so you can look them right in the eye. Talk to them. Because basically a lot of those guys are nowhere near home.
Yeah.
Or where they get dumped.
Yeah, and it's too bad that, you know, the government and the powers that be let that situation happen to people that have defended our country as they did. And that basically they were used and abused and just kind of thrown to the side and forgotten about. And it's pretty shitty that things like that don't make the news. And all this other crap that's going on seems to be front page all the time. Society's really taking a shit on all of the vets, and it's unfortunate.
Correct. You know, I got a song in mind, in this one's by Stormy Montana, and it's called "Sing This City Home." I'm gonna play that, then I'm gonna come back and we'll close up for the we'll close shop for the evening. And I hope you guys come back Thursday, everybody from all over. Right now we're on in 38 countries. This is Bikers of America, Block Talk Radio, and tune in. But this one's called "Sing This City Home" by Stormy Montana.
You know
down to we're down to 90 seconds, so if you want to give out the links, go ahead.
Okay, Kasha Jordan on Facebook, KASHAJORDYN. And you can get a hold of her at KashaJordan@ymail.com.
Okay, and if you guys want to check out the pictures, they're at Bikers of America /spot.com.
Very cool.
Check out my website, too. Can I plug that, Phil?
Anything you want, brother.
www.mylifemydeathmylifethemovie.com. That's www.mylifemydeathmylifethemovie.com. Documentary about my crazy life that a young independent filmmaker is making about me. He's amazing. Check it out, please. Thank you.
Cool. All right. I'm going to say goodnight to you guys. I'm going to play. I'm going to take us out with Charlie Baker's Ride. And I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
All right,
good night, everybody.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye.
By someone.